Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Feel, say something to him." He'd just look at me and roll his eyes like the Undertaker and go, "Oh, Matthew."
Paige. Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fat Boy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet.
All right, she's on right now.
Okay.
Should be.
And then we bring on, you point at me when I say hey to Brandon.
Are you on Amanda? Are you here with us?
Amanda, are you there?
Mandy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Panda. And now we will say hello to Brandon. Brandon, what's up?
Hello.
Hey, it's Sarai's guys. You already knew that much, so I guess. How you doing today?
Hey, I'm good. Yeah. I'll be talking to y'all. I love the show. I just never thought I'd be on it.
Yes. Well, you're on my birthday show. Congratulations.
He's 50.
Hey, Brandon.
As you know, though.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Brandon. Brandon, you know that your sister's on the phone, but you don't know why that is. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, she told me something about bringing me on a show to help her win some tickets. I mean, that's all I know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, that's where I have to interject the legalities of stuff. That's not it. There's no giveaway. We always make people say, well, you're not doing this for prizes or Monster Jam tickets or blah, blah, blah. She's on the line because she's got something serious to tell you. And if you just realized, it's Tuesday, and that means it's truth and consequences. So we're just kind of here to help her get it out. There's not a game.
Wait, what? There's no game?
No, not today. But this is a real situation, so before you question it, this is real, what's about to happen. Like, this is really going on.
Well, I mean, that don't sound good. What the hell's going on?
Well, that's where we'd say hey to Amanda. Amanda?
Hey, Brandon. Okay, please don't hang up, okay?
This is not for tickets.
I'm not hanging up. You sound freaked out, though. What's going on?
Well, I am. I've got to tell you something before you hear it from anybody else.
Okay.
Please don't cuss.
Money? Is it something like that?
No.
Nothing like that. Okay. Look, you know my marriage has been bad for a long time. You don't know how long it's not been good, and I made a really big mistake, more than once.
A mistake? What kind of mistake?
This is so hard to say.
I know, Ron.
Okay, so I was talking to Chase one night, just venting, and we crossed a line, and we've been together a few times since then.
Don't cuss, Brandon. Don't cuss.
Please don't.
You mean Chase? Chase? My boy Chase?
Yeah.
Is he in shock?
Are you kidding me? Amanda, you're married, and that's my best friend. What in the hell were y'all thinking? What?
Oh, I wasn't thinking. I was lonely, and he was there. And, I mean, I know it was wrong. I know it's messed up. And I just could not let you hear it from anybody else but me.
Okay, but you realize what this does, right?
I knew that was what you were going to say, but it doesn't have to be that way, Brandon. I don't get why you would be like that.
What does it have to be? No, what do you mean, Brandon?
It does have to be that way. I can't be friends with that dude anymore. Not only did he mess with somebody else's marriage, he hooked up with my sister. He knew
several
that
times.
Was off limits, you know, far as we went. What the heck?
Look, I know I messed up, and I'm not saying that there's a definite future here, but if there is a future with Chase, then I need to get this out now.
Sorry, don't fix it. You blew up your marriage and my friendship in one shot. I mean, not to mention the fact that you put me in the middle of my friendship and your marriage. You know I like Doug. I can't... I just can't believe this is happening.
I can't believe you haven't cussed yet. Oh, shoot. Who is that, her or him?
He hung up. That was Brandon.
Oh, man.
I didn't mean
to throw my phone just then.
Yeah, I know. Like, you be careful, buddy. You knock somebody out.
Well, Amanda, you told Fatboy you were sure he was going to cuss, so he didn't cuss. That's good.
Proud of him for that. But I knew he'd hang up. Honestly, I'm surprised he stayed on that long.
It sounded like he was half asleep, maybe. Like,
it sounds
really
like he
living.
Has a very odd dude. Voice when he talks. He didn't waste a second. Does he normally, like, was he like half asleep, or does he always have a kind of a tone like that? Does he normally act like that?
He always acts like that. He can't take information that well normally. Plus, combine that, you know, being on the show today, I'm sure it's a lot to take in.
You know, that's something we have to remember. He already listened, so now he's probably going to have a weird feeling about us as a show now.
He was in the dark. He didn't know what was...
I know. So I guess you tell dude, his friend, what's his name, Chase? What you tell him now what you did, right? Are you going
to
tell
will.
Him?
I feel like I need to.
Better tell him before he hears it elsewhere.
I don't want it to get worse later.
Do you think it was worth it? Like, you know, do you feel better about the situation? Or?
Honestly, yeah. I mean, y'all were right. I do feel less pressure now. And, I mean, it's still a bad situation, but it's less worse, if that makes any sense.
It sucks the husband's going to be the last one to know. But like, we're talking about going to the boyfriend or the fling first.
Let me ask you a weird question, Amanda, and be honest. So you stepped out because of, you know, there was not the love there, the touch, the camaraderie, like everything was just soured for whatever reason. Has it ever crossed your mind that he already stepped out, your husband? And if he did, down deep, if he did, does that say, or are you pissed? Honest to God.
Honestly, I mean, he's been so self-absorbed with his own misery that I'd be surprised if he has had time to think about a relation, like anything like that with anyone.
Man.
If he has, it would kind of be a little relief. I'd feel a little less bad about what I did. But,
what if she tells him he doesn't believe her? She still comes clean about it, and he wants to, get back together or make it work or whatever. You came clean without really, like, he knows, but he doesn't know.
So there's no chance of that. And you think this will go further with the other dude, your brother's friend? If it cost you your relationship with your brother, would you pick?
I wouldn't let it cost me the relationship with my brother. And that's why, you know, I wanted to bring him on the show today and have you guys help me break this news to him, because my relationship with my brother is number one over anything else.
Because your brother's going to be there, and that guy may not want you tomorrow.
Well, yeah, he's always been there for me. My brother's, I mean, he's clearly got a little temper, but he's a great guy. And he's family,
with that.
You know?
It is a dumb rule, though, right? Like, you can't hook up with his friends. I mean, come on.
No, it's not, because, like, it's going to cause... It will always be like, you can't say that your sister's name around dude anymore, or he won't. Hey, how's your sister doing? Why do you want to blank her again?
No, and then you can't go cruising for chicks with that guy when he's.
That's why my sister is probably glad that she had a very unattractive brother in high school, because she never had to beat off any of her friends.
I didn't know you.
You know what I mean?
I didn't,
God
what?
Dang it! You know what I meant? Like, with a stick.
Oh
yeah, not
goodness.
Even that way. Hell. Push away her friends. All right, Amanda.
Amanda.
Amanda, I wish you the best of luck. I hope everything works out. In fact, I hope to make you feel better. He's cheating on you, too. And it would make everything, even playing field.
He does owe you one.
He does.
Yeah, you need to apologize to your husband first and then work out this other stuff.
Yes. Amanda's last name is Huggenhold. Did you know this?
I do know.
It's Amanda Huggenhold. All right, Amanda. Good luck with everything. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
I want to know.
Amanda sounds like she works at like a doctor's office. Like,
she's sophisticated.
She's the one who's like, all right,
She sounds like she's handling it a lot better now.
I just want to know, you know, what happens when she gets home and tells her husband this, and Chase is like, "You're drama. Bye."
Are you hooking up with my sister? What?
Hey, what? Chase, dude. It's me.
Damn.
What are you messing with my sister, man?
Yeah, man. What's the deal?
Like, I get it. The guy's like, you know, you don't know why he's coming on for real. Why he's coming on? Plus, if he thinks he's coming on for tickets, why is he waiting like a half hour?
So also, let me ask you this. If you, let's say, Fat Boy, that you have friends.
if he does, and get a friend.
This is why you don't.
And then you tell them, hey, guys, my sister wants me to come on this radio show that you know, you listen to, we listen to. But don't contact me during this and tell me what's going to happen or anything. Do you tell them ahead of time? Because you don't know what your sister's about to tell you.
I don't know.
Like, you're inviting the audience in because it's likely going to be bad news.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right. It'd be like introducing your coming on and doing a monologue before your own funeral. I will not be introducing this segment.
You will not be.
This is where I will just sit back and laugh and get pissed.
Well, while you do that, I will tell you that, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for an annual tradition on the show.
It's time!
But a special edition, the 50th birthday for Matt Man, the roast of Matt Man on his 50th birthday. Oh, it's about to get hot, buddy. I don't remember. Was I the last roastie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't know what the hell that was.
I tried to whistle.
It's like a bird about to die.
You're going to get it worse now.
I can't. That's what I was trying to do. Whistle.
Construction worker.
Obviously, the roastie, the guest of honor, is going to finish off in the next segment. I'm trying to figure out how we kick off this segment. So it's going to be Paige and myself, but I don't know who's going first.
Well, y'all go like... You'll do a set, or you know, a set, and then she will, or will you go back and forth?
I figure we'd each do a set.
Yeah, like that would make sense.
We do our sets here, and then when we come back, you'll do yours.
Okay.
That probably works better.
I would like to ask just one thing. You know, people say on the Comedy Central roast stuff, they'll say to the, you know.
Yeah, you get one. You do get
to
a.
To one thing you will please not talk about. And,
okay. You get
and
a
I'll say this publicly. I would like Paige to finish these without laughing.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know.
If you're going to make vile, mean, harassing jokes about me at my expense, please get it out without laughing.
Okay.
Because that was the last roast
we
did.
But I honestly don't think this is as funny as the other one was.
So I think with hearing that and also... Ladies go first, right?
Yeah.
Let's let Paige go first.
It's a nice way to say save the best for last.
I didn't want to. Yeah. His is going to be so much better than mine.
I don't know, man. She ran one by me earlier, and I'm like, what?
Oh, wow.
And I'm looking at, you know, some of my stuff.
Just realize, I promise you, nothing is going to, like, linger the rest of the show. I mean, like... I know when we first talked about doing these, we were going to do them the last segment of the show. So if anybody got their feelings hurt. But I'm running low on gaff. For you know, other things, giving a crap. Like, I guess GAC, what it'd be called.
The number one delegate.
I mean,
now.
I care about people and things. But, you know, ego, it's at an all-time low. It really is. That's so strange to be saying publicly.
Let's see if we can destroy it for you right now.
I'm trying to soften you up a little bit is what I'm doing.
All right, Paige, you're up.
Oh, gosh. I didn't want to be mean because I love you.
Well, that's the point of the effing thing.
My cousin, who's on Snap, supposed to get my birthday cake, so I probably ain't getting a birthday cake.
So I wanted to be gentle with you because I know how hard it is. And I know that when you hit 50, all men... have a decline in muscle mass, decrease in testosterone, more fatigue, reduced libido, sagging testicles. I can't laugh. Okay, don't make me laugh. Stop. And you'll be that North Face wearing mall walker in Greenville soon enough. But what I decided to do is to rewrite your history for you. In case you
got early onset dementia.
Jeez.
I think this would be better.
I agree.
So I rewrote the 5 stories that you always tell.
Oh, man.
With different.
Even that right there makes me self-conscious. I do have 5. You're right.
I'm trying not to look at her.
I know. I'm going to write down which these are. I know.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So this is a big one. Only winning 1 game at Wade Hampton High School. I said that I think you should tell people that you made the winning touchdown for the rest of your life.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No one would believe that. That would be stolen valor from Jermaine Kennard.
Your dad didn't actually see you masturbating.
That's what I get for sharing personal stories. I'm the one. Y'all all put barriers up. Everyone's realized that but me over the years. All right, go ahead.
I'm trying to be mature.
He didn't
here.
Really see me.
He actually saw you petting your wiener dog.
What was he in?
I don't know if she said wiener dog or wiener dog.
He actually saw you petting your wiener dog named Rufus. It was completely harmless.
Oh, okay. I did have a dog named Rufus.
Okay.
That's right.
So this is the best story. You didn't get stuck in the slide at Myrtle Beach.
That's the first one I wrote down.
You were the cool kid who went face down and plowed into a group of chicks.
Nice. Jesus.
Okay.
This is getting you over.
Yeah. I know.
Okay. The cat that you drove to North Carolina survived, and you became an advocate for animals.
It's true. Look at her. She turns away so I can't see her laughing, but I see them shoulders and them side boobs.
And became old McMahon man. Had a cat for her.
Don't say McMahon now.
What? What was that?
Okay.
Old McMahon's farm.
And you became old McMahon. Had a cat farm. And the best one is instead of being in the family group in high school, you had street cred and you ran with the Hells Angels in Rhode Island.
Oh, Jesus. That's an upgrade. That's a step up.
That's all I have.
God.
Nothing for me.
No. You're supposed to serve up him and then get to me. That's okay.
I think I'll do that for us right now.
What, rip her apart?
I'll do a few Paige jokes that I had right here.
Oh.
You know when Paige talks about going in the mountains? I don't know if she's talking about going to her mountain house or sticking her face in her chest, really. I mean, who knows the difference, right? Paige's contact list in a San Francisco Pride Parade. Maybe I can talk. Paige's contact list and a San Francisco Pride Parade have a lot in common. Both full of gay dudes. She's single by choice, though. Everybody else is, not hers. She's like the...
That's right.
You know, Paige is a lot like the Biltmore house.
Oh.
Expensive, huge, and the back door is always open.
I'm huge.
That's enough. That's enough about you and those big mounds of chests. It's time to go to the man of the hour, the man of the day.
The time of power too sweet to be sour.
Yeah. You know, Matt Manton's always said he's great at sex. And I don't want to read too far into it, but... guess what, buddy? Michael Jordan was a great two-way player, and if you know what I'm saying, I'm just throwing that out there. Everybody looks the same from back there. You know what I'm saying?
Are you calling me the American Shohei Ohtani?
Look, that man's not gay, obviously. He's strictly chicks. He's destroyed more clam than a dumpster at the Hungry Fisherman.
God bless. What a great restaurant that was.
Back, I figured I'd give you a throwback.
That
right?
was nice.
He loves vegetables, Matt Man. Real healthy. In fact, he and Paige have that in common. He loves to eat mushrooms. She loves to sit on them. In his previous work, Matt Manton used to deliver porno mags back in the day. Or as you would call it now, Amazon Prime for horny weirdos. Actually, the only thing stickier than those pages of those porno mags were his fingers that time. He ate 2 dozen donuts in the back of his parents' car. Yeah, remember
that story?
It was
for a fundraiser.
It was.
For church.
He actually ate more donuts that day than every chair in the lobby of a proctologist waiting room.
God.
I'm not saying Matt Manton's had a lot of hemorrhoids in his day, but he's seen more pink socks in the breast cancer awareness marathon.
Oh, man.
He's seen more pink socks in the stock room at Big Air. Shout out. We love Big Air.
I love the Griffey socks.
Matt Manton also went to Hookup Lodge as a kid.
You said it right the first time.
Well, that's what they called it. They called it Hookup Lodge. But the only thing he pulled out at Hookup Lodge was out of his bag. It was a sock and a bottle of lotion.
Yeah.
Everybody else was getting it all right. There's also this this video one time Madman filmed his cow taking a dump on the farm.
It was a horse.
I thought it was a cow. Was it a horse?
I was filming the cow, and the cows were looking scared, so I turned around and looked, and the horse was taking a big poo right behind me.
They do that.
Oh, the horse was doing it. Yeah, I don't know who's seen more animal dumps. Madman, his horse, or the Blue Ridge side of Highway 14. Stop taking your animals out there.
Oh,
people.
Man.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, that's not the only video that Madman's filmed a huge animal or an animal taking a huge dump. The last time he filmed an animal taking a huge dump is when he followed Paige to the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Come on, it's a roast, right? Come on, everybody's a victim here.
I'm a huge animal.
Actually, the video was titled "Cow Takes a Dump on the Farm." I think it's the only time he got a video idea from my internet search history. And by the way, the farm is code word for his chest. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Oh, God bless.
Exposing a little secret here. God. In all seriousness.
Yeah, big farm. God. Pharmaceutical.
In all seriousness, though, you've changed your life around. You lost a ton of weight over a couple years, and you made it to 50 years old. You're halfway there. And I hope you enjoy your big birthday. I hope you have cake. And I want you to eat. I know you don't eat a lot of sweets, but I want you to have all the cake. I want you to have more cake than a fat chick's panties. How about that for your 50th birthday? Happy birthday. Happy 50th.
Thank you very much. Very much.
50 years old.
A lot of butt talk in that one. A lot of butt talk.
I can't believe it. I thought it was a cow. It was a horse.
Yeah, it was a... I'll send it to you.
You didn't do your homework.
Horse dumpster.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You hear it now, Deffy?
Deffy.
Oh, I should have saved that one.
Your name's Deffy Graff.
Save that one for next year.
It's been fun to hear these things.
How do you think you've gotten it so far?
Good. I'm glad we get it out of the way now, because at the top of the hour, two definites and a possibility of big guest, at least in my mind.
Ooh.
Be joined by my daughter.
It's a big one.
We'll be joined by my three, almost four-year-old grandson, Jasper.
Aww.
Nice.
And I hope making his world debut today will be Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. No.
The running back.
Yes, from the Dolphins?
Yep.
The Dolphins. Seven-month-old grandson, Teddy.
Teddy Matt!
He's saying hey. He's saying hey. He is.
I can do that now.
He is saying it. But you're like, hey.
They teach him any...
Don't teach him bad words.
You watch
Although, Blimpy. When Jasper says the word truck, it kind of sounds like, you know, he's from another country. No, it sounds like he's saying a bad word. It really does. He calls him fruck. Mm-hmm. He does, yes. I tell you, y'all, it's not just because of this job either. Like, y'all are, and I know Fatboy has issues with it, but y'all are my friends. I mean, you really are. Y'all, stuff people don't know about, I mean, some stuff they know, but like stuff where, you know, after the mics go off or after we lay the headphones down, you know, and we talk about life. Y'all've been a good support system for me. I mean, over the years. Yeah. I mean, you really have. And what? I know he's sitting there taking a hit of sanitizer.
I'm his inhaler.
I tried to do
I'm
it.
I'm going to come out with sanitizer.
Oh, yeah. You'll like the way that smells. You'll be hitting it all the time. It
smells like bourbon.
Chocolate bourbon.
I'll chart your payroll deduction, though, if you want a little bit.
Right. Well, but for real, I have some, you know, Facebook and all that stuff made us think like the amount of friends that you have is what matters. You know, yeah. In high school, did you have some pages left over that were not signed? You know, those weird things or whatever. And the circle gets smaller, and it really does. And with that, I find it very hard to like sit here and like. Reminisce and think and show gratitude and all this stuff, and then like, you know, be mean to y'all right back.
Oh,
he's like Paige, for instance. This woman right here is the my longest lasting continual friend in life, and by that I mean not just, you know, the 5-year break. Oh, you see him at the mall or wherever. That was a nod for you there. I never go to the mall. But, you know, wherever. But, like, I see her generally every day. And I'm appreciative of that. I mean, this is a woman who's been through a whole lot, too. In fact, she's been in, three movies. I mean, that's huge. All three of them were actually used to train AI on not what to watch.
True.
She affects the economy every time she reads the news. Siri actually files for unemployment. Each and every time.
Every time.
And you go, like, on this show, like, we have these, like, tender moments. We have these crazy moments, these zany moments. And then she's got to, okay, I got to settle down now and do the news. Yeah. She can't pronounce half the damn words in the copy. Last week she said infrastructure is instastructure. And she said it with such confidence. It's like, you know what? I've been saying it wrong all these years, I think. She said it with such confidence. The only woman that I know. Kim Kardashian broke the internet with that that champagne picture. This woman made spell check crash. She really did. And I thank her for it. She's the only news anchor that I've ever known. And I thank her for this. She's the anchor of the show, literally. Like, when we're moving fast, she'll just honker us right down in place where we don't move any further. She really does. And if boobs could read, my God, she could make it through a whole newscast. I really think that.
I like this.
I mean, she's... And there's more to her than just her boobs. There really are. I mean, them melons are so gigantic. The teleprompter gives up halfway through most of the sentences. And I think that's why. It's not her forgetting what she's saying, anything like that.
I'm getting bored.
This part
right. Right.
Out.
But you know, she's bad at reading when Fat Boy sounds like the articulate one on the show.
Lord.
There's a little bit of a difference there. But it's not nice to make fun of the illiterate. So I won't stop right there. I really will. And I'll talk about Fat Boy, who a guy that that it's so weird. I've never wanted, and I really mean this. I've never wanted another person to say yes, we're friends, than you. But you won't say it. We're coworkers.
Oh man, I'm getting there.
And I think it's part of it's because you think, like, when this show ends or whatever, like, I won't have anything to do with you anymore. And you're absolutely right. It's a guy who dresses like Adam Sandler, except Adam Sandler is not completely given up on his life in laundry and working out and things like that. If you've never seen the man before, just close your eyes right now. If you're not driving, close your eyes and just imagine if Santa Claus quit the North Pole and opened up a vape shop. That's really him. His belly is so hard. Last time he flew, TSA flagged it as a carry-on, charged him extra for that.
Santa opened the page.
He once, remember the story page? He talks about me telling stories. He once cut a chunk of his own ass out. Remember? He didn't want to go to the doctor, so he's going to cut it out himself. Now the man's got a gut so solid you could bounce a quarter off a freaking sandwich off that thing. I just screwed up that up. Only man I know who sweats when he takes a shower, and the only man that I know who watches breastfeeding videos for educational reasons but can't spell the word lactose. Do you remember Paige? L-A-C-K-T-O-E-S. Like somebody who had sugar real high. You lactose. They had to cut them off.
Lactose.
Oh, my God.
But I really, really mean that... I care a lot about y'all. I really do. I know that I have made both of you hate my guts over the years just as much as I've hated yours. And that makes it equal, so I'm glad for that. I'm glad that the hate level, and I think the like love level is also the same. I mean, it's kind of like a family thing, you know. You hate, you down deep, you hate their guts. But around the holidays and stuff, You're like, yeah, you know, I can put that all aside and handle all this together. But for real, I got no closing thing other than say I appreciate y'all. And it is a gift. It is really a gift
to be this good at sex and to also be able to work with y'all. He's gave me my best review, Paige. Check out my Yelp. Paige is on Gulp. Thank you so much. I do appreciate the fact that you're continuing a tradition that I started. And really, though, I've whatever the biggest level of gratitude you can have for life, I have that. I really do. There's been moments of and when I say giving up, that never doesn't mean like, you know, being done. I do feel I have a level of ego that would not allow that to happen. I'm not letting it get over on me like that. But there's been times where, you know, it's that ebb and flow of life, and y'all've got to see all of it. The two of y'all in this room right now, and it's not always been easy, but y'all've helped me in your own unique ways, and I appreciate that very, very much.
God, man, that was good. I like that. A little compliment on the end?
Well, I do mean that. I mean, I really, really do. Look, my hands are not crossed or anything. I really mean that. Y'all are some, you know, I mean, Fat Boy didn't go to my mother's funeral or anything, but, you know, it's fine.
I didn't.
He sent a flower.
Did he? One?
Well, it had Clements marked through and Ellenberg added to it, but regardless.
Well played.
On the end.
Paige?
Yeah.
Give us a good plex.
I don't even know if I want to.
Santa Claus in the vape shop.
We'll find out.
I mean,
next.
It's kind of like I can see you sitting there.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow. The Rise Guys Morning Show.